common practice in many Orthodox Jewish households is on Friday night we sing Shalom Aleichem. So I thought it would be a good idea to talk a little bit about Shalom Aleichem, particularly why it is more controversial than we probably think it is. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Siddur has three major problems with Shalom Aleichem. Let's start with what it's based on. There is the Gemara Maseches Shabbos on Daf Kuf Yutas and Beis, where the Gemara tells us Tanya Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shnei Malachei Asharis Malavin Lo LaAdam Be'erev Shabbos Mi Beis HaKnesses LeBeiso, that there are two Malachei Asharis that escort a person on Erev Shabbos from shul to his house. It assumes the person's davening in a shul, not in a house, but if you're davening in a shul, so the longer you walk to shul, the longer you have the company of Malachim that are walking you back to your house. Echad tov ve'echad ra, one of these malachim is tov and the other one is ra. Ukshabal lebeisov v'nimt umatza ner dalek v'shulchan aruch mitasam etzas. And when they come to the house and they see that everything is prepared, the kavod Shabbos, malach tov omer yihi ratzon shetei l'shabbos acheres kach umala ra ona amein bal karcho. That the malach tov has to say, the malach tov gives a bracha that it should be this way in the future, and the malach ra is forced to say amein to that bracha, and the reverse happens if things aren't set up the way they're supposed to be. But this is the idea that there are malachim that apparently are escorting a person to his home, and therefore it makes sense that there is something that is said toward these malachim, about these malachim, because they exist, they're there, so there should be some sort of way to address the malachim, and from there, that's where they point to, the Gemara that they point to, as the basis for the minhag, if not the origin, but the basis for the minhag of saying Shalom Aleichem. And we have in Sidurim in the past several hundred years already, that Shalom Aleichem is published in the Sidurim and the benches. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Siddur Beis Yaakov in the Haggis Lel Shabbos points out that he's got three problems, at least with the way it's printed in the Sidurim, and he does write at the end of going through all of his problems that Umin Hagi Lekabel Hamalachim Velomar, he says, I'm also Mekabel the Malachim, and I do say, Shalom Aleichem Malachi Asharis Malachi Elyon, Melech Malchi Amlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Period. That's it. One time, and he gets it all, and then I'm done. I don't know what tune he's saying. I don't know, but that he got it all done in one shot. So, what are the three issues? So, the first issue is the largest issue, and we're not going to go too deeply into it, really. But it's the issue of speaking to Malachim, or more precisely, davening to Malachim. There's Yerushalmi that tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs us that we're not supposed to cry out lo l'Michael v'lo l'Gavriel, we're supposed to cry out to the Ribbono Shel himself, we're supposed to not use any intermediaries. On the other hand, the Gemara Maseches Brachos and Daf Samach tells us that someone who's nichnas l'beis hakisei should in some way, the way Rashi understands the Gemara, address the malachim and say sort of wait for me, I'm going to go into the beis hakisei as a ritzoni v'avo aleichem, then I'm going to come back to you. And Rashi says he's talking to the malachim who are being malavim, who are escorting him the entire way. So in the Sefer Minhagei Chasam Sofer, it says that the Chasam Sofer didn't say Shalom Aleichem, because he says, after all, we don't say this passage when we go into the bathroom to address the malachim, so why should I address the malachim at Shalom Aleichem? Not every time malachim are malava us. So it must be that the malachim are not malava us anymore. We're not Bale Madrega, that malachim are still malava us. That's what they say, that the Chasam Sofer didn't say Shalom Aleichem. There is a sefer called Zichron Lemoshe where they quote from the Maram Shik that the Maram Shik says he's sure the Chasam Sofer said Shalom Aleichem. He did it quietly, but Meirovan Vasnuso, he didn't want to say it out loud that people shouldn't think that he thinks that he's Zochet Malachim, but of course he knew that he was, and therefore he said the Shalom Aleichem. Rav Kook in the Olas Raya in Chelik Beis, page Lamites, writes that maybe we can reconcile this stira. He says it could be that we don't say this address to the Malachim right before we go into the bathroom, but we do on Friday night for a very simple reason. He says the malachim maybe that we're zochet to during the week that accompany a person maybe are related to the idea that that a person wears tefillin. That v'ro kalame aretz ki shem hashem nikra lecha, the Gemara in Maseches Brachos tells us elu tefillin shebarosh, and that shem hashem nikra lecha means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us these malachim that escort us. But when we don't wear tefillin all day, so we're not zochet to these malachim, so we no longer say this. But on Shabbos we don't need tefillin in order to be zocha to this kind of experience, because on Shabbos we have the Os of Shabbos, and therefore we still have those malachim that escort us home from shul. So that's what Rav Kook explains, that maybe why the minhag developed that we say Shalom Aleichem, but we don't say what it says Medina de Gemara that a person says when he goes into the bathroom. In the Sefer Tosos Meiser Rav, he writes that the Gra was matmiya on why it is that people say Barchuni l'shalom, why it is that people say Machnisei Rachamim, Malachei Rachamim, all of these kinds of things that we talk to Malachim. After all, don't you realize that Malachim have no Bechira Chavshas whatsoever? You can't ask them for anything because they can't do anything that they're not instructed to do anyhow. So it's all a waste of time. And the Tshuvas Mari Brona, he's miyashiv the minhag somewhat, and he says it's just a midas anava that we have. It's a derech of shiflus and avdus, as if we say that we're not worthy of approaching the Ribbono Shel Olam directly, but we don't take it seriously. Of course, we know the malachim are not. We don't seriously believe that the malachim would be able to help us in any way that's not directed from the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. A second problem that Rabbi Yaakov Emdin raises with Shalom Aleichem is the passage of Tseischem L'Shalom. He writes, Gam Yesh Lahaf Liod, Al Mazesh Shalach HaMalachim U'Patrim L'Shalom. Why are you saying goodbye to the Malachim? Why don't you welcome them in? Why don't you invite them? You're saying goodbye. Tov She'yisakfu Yosef V'yismuchu Gam B'Suda. Let them come and enjoy the meal with your family. If the table's is properly set and the meal is going to be a place that a malach would want to be, so adrabba, why would you be mimaher to send them out? Why would you rush them out of the house? In the parish Chassam Sofer to Pirkei Avos and Perek Aleph Mishnah Tezvav, it says that he explains why Avram Avinu never brought lechem to the malachim. He said, I'm going to echopas lechem, and then he brings them meat and he doesn't bring them actual lechem. So he says because Avram Avinu gave them reshus to leave v'sa'adu libchem, which is on lechem va'achar ta'avoru. So he was trying to keep them. So he didn't bring the lechem, then they would never have reshus to leave. Because adrabah, you want to be ma'akev the malachim, you want to keep the malachim there. So why is it that you would say goodbye to the malachim? So Rabbi Yaakov Emdin then writes that maybe we're afraid that they're going to find a davar sheino hagun, they're going to find something that's inappropriate at our tables, and they're going to leave v'nezifa, they're going to go walk out with a hump. So we're just, so we say, it's okay, tseischem l'shalom, to sort of do it on our own terms. Others suggest that we know that inevitably they're going to leave, and we're just saying that when you leave, it should be that l'shalom. It should be in a way that is done l'shalom. The Teferet Shlomo in Parshas Bamidbar writes that malachim that leave are the malachim that are there for the entire week, and they're waiting for the Kedusha Shabbos to be able to leave. So when the Yom HaShabbos comes and there's zocha to this maila, whatever it is, they separate from us, and we say to them, Tseischem l'shalom, because we know that they're going to these very lofty places. In Rav Asher Weiss's Zmiros on Shabbos, he published a separate Zmiros of Shabbos, so he says he doesn't understand what the whole hullabaloo is about. He says, doesn't use that word, but he says, Amnam lefi pshutan shel devarim, ein ba amira zu kol tema. I don't see what the problem is. It's the way it works. These are malachi Shabbos. They're going to leave eventually. So when you turn to them, biyiru ba'ava, mekadmos and bircha shalom, and you greet them, you tell them, and when it's time to leave, you should also be tseischem l'shalom. And then he says he later found that that's what it says exactly in Shari Tshuva, Sivin Reish Samach Beis, Siv Katan Beis. And then a third problem with Shalom Aleichem that Rabbi Yaakov Emdin raises, he doesn't like the word mi melech. Ma shenitvas mi melech malche bimem ein lo havana v'kesha l'inyin b'prat b'dvar yitzia. Wait, you should leave mi melech malchei amlachim? Is that really what you want? You want them to leave from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So that he finds very difficult. And he said, for that reason, I dropped the mem. It's melech malchei amlachim. You are the malachei elyon melech malchei amlachim. The malachim of elyon melech malchei amlachim. Of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is above all. But you have to be careful not to put a comma that it's malachei elyon comma than melech malchei amlachim, because then you're calling the malachim the melech malchei, and that would be a very terrible thing to do. So one has to be careful with how he says it. In the Sefer Iyun Tefila, he says he's not bothered by this extra mem. He says, Ein tzorich l'shabesh kol hasvarim. It's pashut hanishlachim mi melech malchei amlachim shehu hakadosh baruch hu v'hu kel elyon, that they are sent from the hakadosh baruch hu, that they are messengers of hakadosh baruch hu. So these are some of the issues that Rabbi Yaakov Emdin raises in Shalom Aleichem. Everyone should have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos.